Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I really regret what I've done here. I just took a look at the first sentence. It's fine. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another week of Hero or Zero here on the Heroes for Hire podcast. My name is Sean Meehan, and joining me as always is my partner in Christmas, Mr. Connor Lawler.
It's Christmas time. It's mistletoe and wine. I'm very excited about Hero or Zero time.
Very
Wait,
good.
No, I rhymed Christmas
You did time,
time
with time there. You went time, wine, time, which is it's a bold strategy.
Look, I never claimed to be the greatest rapper in the world. You know that about me.
Yeah, no, you do claim to be that.
I do, actually. That is in my gold chain that I wear.
Say, I'm the best. I'm Eminem.
I'm Eminem 2.0, it says.
Yeah. Speaking of 2.0, rate us 5.0 on Spotify, please.
We're so close.
We're so close. Lads, we're within spitting distance.
Lads, I mean, we wanted 100 by the end of the year, and we're over 90.
Yeah,
so if you haven't done it, we would recommend doing it.
Please. I know you listening to this.
Yeah, you.
You've been putting it off for a while. You keep saying, I'll do that now.
I'll get back
do
to it.
Do it now. Yeah, do it now. Like, if you're driving, pull over, do it then.
No, don't pull over. Just if you're
Connor,
fucking driving,
doesn't
open
count if
the
they're
phone.
Dead. It doesn't count if they're dead, Connor.
It does if they get it in before dead.
No, we don't want ghosts. Stars.
Open it up. Maybe take a phone call at the same time on a separate phone. Then maybe hold both phones simultaneously, watch a movie at the same time, still walk, drive down the highway.
Says, if you have two phones, rate us 5 stars twice, please.
So this is Hero Zero, Sean. This is the show where one of us chooses one comic book character, and we talk their good points and their bad points, and we generally just give you a bit of a rundown of everything to do with that character. So I normally choose DC characters, you normally choose Marvel characters, and this week it's your week. You were given the great honour, you were given the gift, the greatest present of all, of hosting the Christmas special Hero of Zero.
It's a big responsibility every year.
I've had it the last few years, and so now it's worked out that you have it.
This is the thing, because we did a weird break for a while, and then we picked it up. So, Christmas. What would you say, or who would you say, is the most iconic representative character in all of the world of Christmas?
Tim Allen in the Santa Claus movie.
Okay. Follow that thread. Okay.
Bernard.
Again, this could all be applicable. Say they've had a long day standing up. What do they do, Connor?
They sit.
And what do they sit upon?
A throne of lies?
What's another word? A simple man's throne.
A seat, a chair.
A chair, Connor. We're talking about chair.
Okay. No, sorry. No. Right. This show, if this is your first episode, we normally talk about actual characters, like characters that exist in comic books.
This is a character, Connor.
Why did you... Okay, I've got further questions about that intro.
Yeah.
Where you said, what's the most iconic thing involved with Christmas? And you were talking about a fucking chair.
I texted you this and I went on a journey while picking this character.
You did a double bluff because I was like, well, it's Santa. But then I was like, we've already done Santa.
Here's the thing. We've already done Santa. So I thought, why don't we look at another Marvel Universe's version of Santa, see what he gets up to. And I went down the rabbit hole of Santas in Marvel Universes. Until I came across Santa Doom. And I'm like, great, that's Doctor Doom, but Santa. But he doesn't have enough character for a whole story. He showed up in one issue, Connor.
Yeah.
So, what universe is Doctor Doom from but Earth 9047, a.k.a. the Humorverse, where it's just weird, nonsensical jokes about... It's where Marvel takes the piss out of themselves. That's where that version of Santa's from. I was scrolling through, just idly scrolling through other characters in that universe, came across Chair. And I couldn't pass it up, Connor.
I have a genuine question.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you okay?
No. Okay. I've been through a lot.
Good. Do you need to sit down?
A genuine question. Do you want me to do a different character? Like, genuinely, I'll scrap all of this.
How are we meant to scrap it? You've already done the report.
The item called chair was an inanimate object. A chair, indeed.
Well, I mean, yeah, this is the worst report so far, but yes, go on.
Nonetheless, the testosterone-based superhero Crowbar, he's a parody of Cable, he's just a very manly 90s man, treated Chair as an old friend and gave him a place in his superhero team, the Eccentrics.
This is the Christmas special.
It is.
So you're telling me...
Have a bit of fucking joy in your heart, Connor.
I feel like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, and I'm the little boy with the goose.
Well, my follow-up was going to be, have you just told me, unless I've taken drugs, that a character called Crowbar, who's based off a character called Cable in our universe, or Marvel stories, looked at an inanimate chair and added the inanimate chair to a superhero team a la the Avengers, but called the Eccentrics?
Yes, that's exactly what's happened. It's... Wait till you hear the exploits of Chair. Okay?
You keep looking at me, because I can see you right now. Like, I'm the dumb one in the conversation.
Well, you've judged this character based on three sentences that I've read.
You said he was just a chair. He was inanimate.
But he is respected by the other members of the team.
How?
You got Carmel, who's a parody of Domino. She refers to him... as mon cher, which means my heart in French, but also chair. Also, you have a bucket, who's a man what has a bucket on his head. Respected Chair's tough attitude.
I kind of respect Bucket. Just like, at least it's somebody in a fucking outfit.
He's just a regular, like... Well, there's other outfits. Crowbar has an outfit.
Open Window Man had a fucking curtains on him, to be fair.
And Chair is described by one of the Eccentric's greatest enemies, Jean Poole, who's just a lady named Jean Poole in a Deadpool costume, called Chair their most formidable and overexposed member. Also, the finest fighter on four legs.
Is this some kind of situation where there's like a running gag where everyone just associates this chair with being a kung fu fucking expert?
You have it. You've gotten the bit.
Okay, and the bit is that you never see Chair doing anything.
Chair is just a chair. But to everyone else in this universe, Chair is fucking a god. He is unkillable.
He's Thanos on steroids.
Yeah, he can't be stopped.
What?
So, Crowbar started training the Eccentrics as soldiers because he believed that the common human population would hunt the Eccentrics if they knew about them. And so the Eccentrics should start hunting the human population in response.
Why would anyone in the human population hunt a man with a bucket on his head?
Because he's one of the he's eccentric, Connor. He's different. It's a thinly veiled metaphor for the X-Men.
Very thinly veiled.
Exercising in a place that looked like the danger room, but it's called the dingy room in this universe.
Ah, that's funny.
Chair's unflinching coldness gave it the skill to dodge two missiles that were about to miss anyway.
Oh my god, I think this might be a new low.
We're talking about a chair.
Yeah, like we're talking about an inanimate chair. We just asked people at the start of this episode to give us 5 stars for Christmas. Yeah.
That's why we don't ask in the middle or the end. We do it right up front.
We do ask them once we reveal the goods.
No, you gotta hold something back. After this training, they were interrupted by a siren, alerting them about a surprise emergency food run training thingy. Crowbar grabbed a leg of chair and led the team to the vehicle, the Excentruck, driving them toward the supermarket with chair in the back of the truck. During the trip, Crowbar ran someone over, but he later told Chair that he had had the right of way and that Chair must have seen it. Chair didn't answer because it's an inanimate object without voice or sight.
Oh, Lord.
Simple as that.
If they run out of seats in the car, does somebody sit on Chair?
You can't sit on Chair. He'll kill you.
What do you mean? He's inanimate. He can't see.
He dodged 2 missiles just now.
Okay.
Once in the supermarket of a poo from The Simpsons, or at least a guy who looked like him, the Eccentrics started looking for supplies, and Crowbar went headfirst for Silky Way bars, taking Chair with him.
Oh.
Unfortunately, there were no bars in stock. Crowbar took this as a personal affront and attacked Apu by throwing Chair at him.
Okay, so we're just throwing Chair around the place.
Chair hit Apu on the head, making him drop a pile of coins that hit Bucket on the head and caused him to have a panic attack. Bucket also has extreme anxiety and it's rarely touched on.
I'll tell you where that anxiety comes from, right? If you put a bucket on your head and you only drill 2 holes, you have no peripheral vision. I would be shitting myself at all given moments if I was a hero who could not see around him other than directly in front of me.
Yeah, you would be on edge quite a bit.
I would be constantly like, this is when I die, if I feel any contact with the back of the bucket.
And so, due to this attack, the police appeared and the Eccentrics took their leave. While they were getting away, Chair fell from the Eccentruck. And without noticing this, Crowbar began boasting about how the Eccentrics never lost any members because they took care of each other.
True.
And it's a joke because Chair has just fallen out of the truck.
Can a chair fall?
A chair can fall. Well, that's an odd question.
But like from a moving car with the doors closed.
No, he's in the back of a truck. Like a pickup truck.
Okay, right. So he's in the back of the pickup truck and then falls out.
Yeah, he's balanced precariously in the back of a pickup truck and he happens to fall.
Yeah, but all those marbles.
Chair was picked up by Fred, who is Crowbar's evil twin doppelganger from England. Fred took Chair to his secret lair in the basement of the Eccentrics headquarters and, fearing the power of Chair, chained it to a wall and kept it constantly watched while he made his own evil plans.
Do you remember you did the report on Psylocke?
Yeah.
And everyone kept messaging us to be like, I think I was on drugs listening to that. I think this might be worse.
No, because here's what's going to happen, Connor. Chair is going to be a new fan favourite on this show. I guarantee it.
Yeah, but I know that's because between you and me, they're all dumb, Sean.
Connor, you can't say that.
Oh, sorry, this is odd, isn't it? Oh,
5 stars if you don't mind.
No, but we both know that people will pick Chair as a favourite to annoy me.
In the same way that we've adopted the Orb as the mascot.
The Orb
of the show.
As the favourite, even though he's clearly, I mean, just completely unbiased shit.
Yeah, but he's no Chair, is he?
Who wins in a fight, the Orb or Chair?
Chair.
Okay, who wins in a fight, the Chair or Squirrel Girl?
Squirrel Girl.
Chair or Thanos?
Chair.
I thought we were getting some sort of logic.
So, interesting you bring up Psylocke, because Fred makes a copy of Chair, and
well, you know, he comes in sixes.
He infiltrates him, that's good, he infiltrates him into the team of the Eccentrics so that he could monitor their activities. Meanwhile, the Eccentrics have noticed that Chair is missing, and they start placing advertisements around looking for their missing members. However, they only place these advertisements on the inner wall of their headquarters. Bucket believed that Chair was out there wandering alone, and he was worried for him. The Eccentrics were then beaten by several enemies led by Gene Pool in their own base. And then this is when the copycat version of Chair appears, as if thrown inside the room by someone else.
And is the implication that they are losing those fights because they're missing Chair?
Yes. Without Chair, they fall apart as a team.
Okay. Is that because they need a rest in the middle of each fight?
An emotional rest of being...
An emotional rest. Bucket surely needs some sort of emotional rest.
Bucket is a wreck.
A wreck at this stage at all times.
So, everyone believed the copycat to be the real Chair. This changed the tide. Crowbar took a seat, as in he picked up Chair and used it to defeat all the enemies.
He WWE'd somebody in the head.
Pretty much, yeah. Cool. It's an effective move, I think you'll agree. Then he pat the copycat Chair on its head, claiming that it was not the first time that it had saved the Eccentrics. Caramel hugged Chair, happy to see it again, and admitted to have thought that they were gone forever. And Crowbar asked Chair to tell of its adventures. This touching scene, was secretly being eavesdropped by Death Shatterer in his secret lair, who in turn was being secretly watched by Lexiac, who in turn was being monitored by Mr. Batmom in his cave.
Where's Fred in all this? I thought he was the bad guy.
I'm waiting, it's getting there.
Sorry.
So, Batmom, who I'll touch on in a second, did not know that Professor Etrange was keeping an eye on him, while at the same time, Etrange was unaware that the Eccentrics were monitoring that whole cycle. However, Fred in turn was monitoring the Eccentrics, with no one monitoring him, apart from the prisoner chained to the wall, Chair.
Sean.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you just say? You just mentioned a big bag of names that I've never heard of.
Yeah,
they're all watching each other. And Fred is being watched by an inanimate chair that's chained to his wall.
But the question is, like, is it really an inanimate chair? It absolutely is. No, but that's the question.
But you've told me multiple times that it is an inanimate chair.
It is an inanimate chair, that's true. No, it's a series of the Eccentrics' greatest villains watching each other as this all unfolds. But the Eccentrics are watching it themselves.
It's a commentary on a Big Brother state. That's what it is.
Social commentary. Social commentary. No, sorry, I should have said it's a social commentary.
Ah, clever. You'd have to kind of nail down into it, but it's kind of a bit of a... It's a commentary on each one of our lives and every single day. And, like, we just want to sit down, but the working man has us up and he's watching us at all times.
Exactly, Connor. And look, there is one character there that I mentioned, Mr. Batmom. Is that that's a man named Bruce Bane who dresses up as a bat and fights crime to avenge his dead parents. He fights the jokester, who's a lad who's always telling bad jokes.
His name's Bruce Bane.
Yeah.
And he, other than that, is the exact same origin.
Pretty much, yeah. He also carries a baseball bat. I don't know if that's a typical Batman move.
Hey, Batman did carry a baseball bat in that one crossover comic where he beat the shit out of the Predator in the 80s.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So the Predator showed up and Batman beat him to death with a baseball bat. That was pretty good.
And then the Jokester has just a normal gun.
Baseball bat versus gun is a bit of an unfair fight.
It's tough, but he does have the darkness, I suppose.
True.
So, in terms of powers and abilities, Chair has the normal abilities of a chair of its size, weight and age that does not engage in regular exercise.
But did you just use the word abilities with a fucking chair?
Chair is lucky enough to dodge missiles directed to it, and it is constant. It is considered a good fighter, and Fred seemed to fear it moving because he chained it to a wall.
When is this report?
Yeah.
And I assume it's not gonna. When are we going to touch on anything to do with December 25th and maybe some sort of Christmas vibe or even... I'll even accept maybe a New Year's vibe. Anything. If you have anything to do with a holiday moment.
Chair debuted in April of 1993. Shit. Oh no.
You were hoping for December.
I was really, really praying on December there.
So he came in April. And I mean, 1993. So he's doing well if he's still around.
Oh, a chair will last for ages.
Is it a he? Dating. She?
They determine chair to be a male.
Okay.
Chair is referred to as a male at all times, and several women flirt with him throughout the episode.
Follow up. Why?
have you seen, like, his skill in battle? His skill as a team member? He could be leader of the Eccentrics one day.
But, yeah, well, I suppose. But, like, that's because the other member is called Bucket, and he's clearly going to die of a heart attack.
That's true. Or walking off a cliff while wearing a bucket.
Yeah, probably. He won't be able to see it.
Bucket also has a sword made out of two mops.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I'll take that. I think this might, and don't get me wrong, yeah. I do like some of your reports.
You do?
But I think this might be a new low for the show.
Really? I genuinely thought you'd find...
There's no... You're lying. You're such a liar.
You expect me to scroll through a list of characters from Earth 9047 and not...
No, I didn't expect you to do
chair.
That. I never asked you to look at that universe.
Look, there's other ones we could have talked about. Black and Blue Panther.
We could have done Spider-Man.
Chaplin America.
We could have done Captain America. Iron Man.
Nick Furious. Scare Devil.
Scared him was pretty good.
Scared him was pretty cool. Who else is here? Hamhock.
Hamhock, yeah, good.
Cy Lark. Who's that now?
Must be up for a bit of a laugh at all times.
Doesn't give any... Mental powers is all it says.
Well, to be fair, if you heard Psylocke's origin, that is fairly mental.
And then you have Spidey Man, a.k.a. Peter Pooper.
What's I'm going to regret this. What's his deal?
What's Spidey Man's deal?
Yeah.
He has all of the powers of Peter Parker from Earth 616, but he's aware of the fourth wall.
Oh, he knows. That's not that bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That universe. It's just a joke universe. It's where they do all the dumb, stupid stories.
Yeah.
Except for Chair, which is a serious...
He's the exception that proves the rule.
Yeah. Because there's always one. Like, Deadpool is the silly guy in the main
universe. You need something to counteract whatever vibe you're kind of setting in the universe. And obviously Chair, I mean, I probably was wrong. I went in too hard on Chair at the start because I thought you were joking.
No.
But now, having heard the report, maybe listening to you, I also did a bit of research while you were talking, and I can really come to the conclusion that Chair might be top five comic book characters ever written.
Oh, I'd say so. Like, think of how much Chair merch is out there. Like, it's popular for a reason.
IKEA are obsessed with the comic book character Chair.
Connor, you have chair merch right now, I can see it.
I'm literally sitting on a chair as we speak.
Most of us are. Like, we don't understand it, but he's just everywhere.
Like, in everyone's room right now, if you're listening to this in your house, look around. There's some sort of chair or chair-based thing there, probably.
Yeah, you can probably assume, yeah. And if not...
But even a couch is just a long chair, Sean.
Long chair.
You know what I mean?
It's all chair-related, you know?
Yeah. Like,
Couch is a Funko Pop of a chair.
And you mentioned 93. So chairs were only invented in 93.
That's true. So, and look how they've taken off since because of the...
I always thought they were here before then.
No, it's 93.
People in the 60s, very strong calves, always standing up.
That's why they had those long pants that flared out at the bottom.
They're massive calves.
The huge calves you were working with.
Quads to kill for.
Look, it might not be the most Christmassy term.
It's actually the least Christmassy character we've ever done.
There is a pair of characters called Milk and Cookies that I probably could have done.
Yeah.
But...
It's a bit late now, isn't it?
Nah, chair. Santa has to sit down.
What's Santa most associated with? Not milk and cookies, fucking chairs. Everyone knows that.
I don't think there's any way to salvage this back to being a Christmas episode.
Do you want to tell everyone Happy Christmas? I hope you have a lovely time, New Year, all that kind of stuff.
I do want to tell them that, and I will. Happy Christmas. I hope you have a nice year, good time and all that stuff.
We're doing a live Patreon New Year's special hangout next week. For a change, it's going to be on a Friday evening at 5 o'clock. Maybe.
Look at that.
We're not sure.
That's the rough time. We're going to... I need to check a couple of things.
We need to check a few things, but that's what we're aiming for.
Your boy has to look at his work rota and see what the story is. Hopefully that means... People that don't usually get to come might be able to come to these things. Still sucks if you're in New Zealand. I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, we can't do anything about that, Waffles.
How? But no, genuinely, Happy Christmas, everyone. I hope this made you laugh, if not put you in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Spotify is going to ask you a question at the end of this episode. Just write chair. Just the word chair. Because Connor has to approve those, and it's really funny to me.
I want to see hundreds of chair.
Hundreds of chair. And if you're writing a review, leave a 5-star rating.
Leave a 5-star review, as we said at the start. But maybe don't leave it now. Or maybe listen to this episode and think now's the time to do it.
You were telling people to do this while driving earlier. And now after the chair report, you're like, maybe give it
I'm
a
starting
minute.
To have second thoughts, yeah. Like I'm willing for them to drive off the road, but I wanted it for a good episode.
Right, okay. I think this is a good episode. I think we had fun.
We always have fun.
That's the point.
That's the point. So that's it for this week's Hero Zero, the last one before Christmas. We will not be here for Weird News next week, but we're hoping to be here for Hero Zero next week.
Yeah.
So we'll be back. So we're just, taking Wednesday off, because you know the week that's in it and all.
Christmas, families, all that kind of junk.
Yeah. So could you everyone give us a like, follow, whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on? You can check out our merch, you can check out all of our stuff down below. All the links are there. We have a Patreon where we put up a bunch of whole extra content, hundreds of hours of extra movie reviews. And most importantly, you can just tell one human being that we exist.
Just the chair, please.
Just the chair, please. So I have been Connor Lawler.
I've been on a chair.
And we're never doing this again.
Bye. Bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.